and you are listening to the Texas Standard. By proclamation of the Texas legislature, Dripping Springs, just west of Austin, is the wedding capital of Texas. So what happens to a wedding capital during a pandemic? Someone who's learning a lot about that firsthand also was one of the people who helped get Dripping Springs crowned the wedding capital in the first place. Kim Hanks is CEO of Whim Hospitality, a Dripping Springs-based company that provides everything from floral arrangements to catering to tents to actual venues like Camp Lucy for weddings, South by Southwest, Circuit of the Americas, and a whole lot of other special events. Kim, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
So your business model, obviously, is very date-specific. What has happened to you since the stay-at-home orders went into place? Could you describe what's happened?
Well, so the events industry is very seasonal, and there's probably two really big seasons of the year, and that's spring and fall. And in the spring season, you have South by Southwest, Fashion X, the ballet, a lot of galas. Whenever that canceled, all of that revenue was lost. And for us, it was around $6 million. And
wow.
We rely on that money to push us through summer and winter when there's not a lot going on. So for us and for the events industry, that was a really devastating blow.
There's not a whole lot that you can do about something like South by Southwest, but when it comes to weddings, I would imagine some people don't want to give up on that altogether.
No. So we are working really diligently with our clients, and we're moving our dates because, as you can imagine, our brides and our couples, they're still in love and they still want to get married. So there's this push and pull. It's like a dance where you're trying to juggle all of these professionals that are behind the scenes to make that event magic. So you have about 8 to 12 professionals that you're trying to juggle their schedules to reconfirm a date.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about layoffs here. How bad has it gotten?
You know, for us, we laid off about 60% of our staff, which equates to about 150 employees. Wow. And then the 50 that we kept, we had to put them on a limited schedule. And, you know, I lived through the recession, our last recession, and this is nothing like that.
But there's also this aspect of, you know, you want to maintain Dripping Springs as the wedding capital of Texas. That's an important part of the branding of the city and so on and so forth. But what happens to people who are laid off? I mean, they've got to make ends meet. They've got to find ways to, you know, to tide themselves over, right?
Yes. So I am on the board of directors for the Visitors Bureau, and we are trying to keep really great communication, but I'm also doing Zoom calls with all of the wedding professionals, and we're trying to talk about how do you move and not cancel so we can protect some of the revenue for our wedding professionals, because the wedding capital of Texas is not going to go away.
Now, I hear that you've pivoted some of the business, at least in part. You've offered your tents to be rented for emergency management use and maybe folks needing them for temporary testing sites and that sort of thing. Has that been helpful at all?
I mean, it has, because since our tent division of Whim Hospitality has been seen as essential, we have been able to build medical screening tents in Round Rock and Austin and Kyle. We also provided that drive-through tent for the Texas Food Bank distribution site. So it feels good, and it feels good for our employees to feel like they're essential and feel like they are part of getting Texas better.
If there's anything that you could ask of government right now, what would it be?
I've reached out to a lot of our representatives to give us a seat at the table so we can talk about how we can open up in a safe manner. There's so many of us out there. You just don't know, you know, how many people are in the live events industry. Austin is known as being the live events capital. So we need to be out there. We need to start receiving an income so we can be strong again.
Kim Hanks is CEO of Whim Hospitality, a Dripping Springs-based special events and wedding planning company in the wedding capital of Texas. Kim, good to talk with you. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out on the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much.